I knew that the explosion I'd heard that day had killed her. The sound still sneaked into my head once in a while and surprised me. Sometimes it seemed that when I'd held the gun, there hadn't been any noise at all, that it had come later. But other times, sitting alone on the back steps, bored and wishing for something to do or pent up in my room on a rainy day, I felt I had caused it, that when I'd lifted the gun, the sound had torn through the room and gouged out our hearts. It was a secret knowledge that would slip up and overwhelm me, and I would take off running. Even if it was raining out, I ran, straight down the hill to my special place in the peach orchard. I'd lie right down on the ground and it would calm me. Now, T-Ray scooped up a handful of dirt and let it fall out of his hands. The day she died, she was cleaning out the closet, he said. I could not account for the strange tone of his voice, an unnatural sound, how it was almost, but not quite, kind. Cleaning the closet. I had never considered what she was doing those last minutes of her life, why she was in the closet, what they had fought about. I remember, I said. My voice sounded small and far away to me, like it was coming from an ant hole in the ground. His eyebrows lifted, and he brought his face closer to me, only his eyes showed confusion.
You what?
I remember, I said again. You were yelling at each other. A tightening came into his face.
Is that right?
He said. His lips had started to turn pale, which was the thing I always watched for. I took a step backward.
God damn it! You were 4 years old, he shouted. You don't know what you remember.
In the silence that followed, I considered lying to him, saying, I take it back. I don't remember anything. Tell me what happened. But there was such a powerful need in me, pent up for so long, to speak about it, to say the words. I looked down at my shoes at the nail I'd dropped when I'd seen him coming. There was a gun.
Christ, he said.
He looked at me a long time, then walked over to the bushel basket stacked at the back of the stand. He stood there a minute with his hands balled up before he turned around and came back.
What else? He said. You tell me right now what you know.
The gun was on the floor.
And you picked it up, he said. I guess you remember that.
The exploding sound had started to echo around in my head. I looked off in the direction of the orchard, wanting to break and run. I remember picking it up, I said, but that's all. He leaned down and held me by the shoulders, gave me a little shake.
You don't remember anything else? You're sure? Now think.
I paused so long he cocked his head, looking at me, suspicious. No, sir, that's all.
Listen to me,
he said, his fingers squeezing into my arms.
We were arguing like you said. We didn't see you at first. Then we turned around, and you were standing there holding the gun. You'd picked it up off the floor. Then it just went off.
He let me go and rammed his hands into his pockets. I could hear his hands jingling keys and nickels and pennies. I wanted so much to grab onto his leg, to feel him reach down and lift me to his chest, but I couldn't move, and neither did he. He stared at a place over my head, a place he was being very careful to study.
The police asked lots of questions, but it was just one of those terrible things. You didn't mean to do it, he said softly. But if anybody wants to know, that's what happened.
Then he left, walking back toward the house. He'd gone only a little way when he looked back.
And don't stick that nail into my peaches again,